Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. Sometimes life takes a detour and our way grows weary, but this book's 90 meditations renew our hope with its reminders of God's presence with us. You can buy it wherever Christian books are sold and on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Colossians 2:15.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My husband and I lived overseas for several years in a culture that feared the power of evil spiritual forces. On one occasion, shortly after we moved into our little village, a North American coworker invited us for dinner at his home a half hour's walk away. The sun set before we finished the meal, so we walked home in the dark. The terrain was steep and uneven, but we managed just fine with the help of a flashlight. The next morning, several neighbors came to our house and expressed shock that we'd walked home after dark. When we asked why they were so worried about our safety, they explained that we could have easily fallen victim to the evil spirits that roamed those hills at night. That experience proved to be a spiritual aha moment for me, for that's when I began to understand and appreciate the power of God over spiritual authorities. You see, we live in a world with a spiritual dimension, and yes, evil spirits roam here. But the good news is, we don't need to fear them or fear becoming their victims because Jesus defeated them through his death and resurrection. I read today's verse in the King James Version, but here's how the New Living Translation says it. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. The Message expresses it like this. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked through the streets. That's quite the description, isn't it? Back to the King James Version. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. What does that mean? In the original language, the word used for openly denotes boldness. So Jesus boldly and confidently defeated the authority of evil forces when he died on the cross and later rose from the dead. This was no undercover operation or behind-the-scenes quiet disarming of enemy forces. This was a bold public display of his victory and their defeat. Also in the original language, the word used for triumphing noted a king returning from battle as a conqueror over the enemy. The people to whom Paul wrote this message were familiar with the sight of rulers returning after battle. These kings or emperors usually arrived riding their strong and beautiful horses. In parade form, their co-warriors followed, all rejoicing in their victory. Then came the treasure seized from within enemy territory. It was a display for all to see. And lastly came the defeated enemy ruler. Bruised, beaten, and bound in chains, he'd stagger into the city in utter disgrace as onlookers watched. Stripped of dignity and his authority, he portrayed shame and humiliation. By using these words, the writer of today's verse painted a visual for his readers, a visual that helped them understand Jesus as the conquering king over evil spiritual forces. His death and resurrection stripped them of dignity and authority. His work on the cross shamed and humiliated them. My friend, evil forces are still at work in our world today because Satan is bent on destroying our lives. But the good news is this. They have no authority over those men and women who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation and received forgiveness for their sins. Jesus soundly and publicly defeated them through his work on the cross. We don't need to cower in fear of becoming their victim. Instead, we ought to see ourselves as victors as we learn to live in the authority that is ours when we belong to Jesus. Psalm 118, 10 to 16, beautifully rounds out the teaching from today's verse. Listen to these words, and I want you to internalize them. Though hostile nations surrounded me, I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. Yes, they surrounded and attacked me, but I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. They swarmed around me like bees. They blazed against me like a crackling fire. But I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. My enemies did their best to kill me, but the Lord rescued me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Yes, indeed, the Lord has done glorious things. He rose victorious over death and he made us victors. Satan and his forces still roam this earth, but they cannot take us out, because they have already been defeated. Let's remember that truth, and let's learn to see ourselves as Christ's victors, not Satan's victims. Let's pray. Father God, we are so grateful for all you've done on our behalf. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to pay the penalty we deserve for sins committed, and for soundly defeating Satan and his evil forces in the process. We choose now to live in the authority that is ours through Christ. We raise our arms in triumph and celebrate the victory you accomplished on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.